欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Tone Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们今年影学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie， 今天呢，我们要继续的和 Casey 来分享这一部奥斯卡入围影片《战马》。
Hi there, this is Casey. Today we'll continue the story War Horse. Let's see what will be the joy's fate.
What's your name, boy?
Chico Cabrera.
Her coma is permanent. She's not going to make it.
Be brave! Be brave!
I'd like to write something from the point of view of the hell. No maid is ever going to tell you the truth.
But if we win, on our budget with this team...We'll change the game. I want it to mean something.
私房拷贝特别奉献第84届奥斯卡提名影片Home Video AM 774
欢迎关注北京外语广播搜狐官方微博北京外语广播英语学堂，了解节目最新动态，在线收听 Home Video 私房拷贝。
昨天我们说到几经周折之后呢，周乙最后还是落入了德军的手里。
What will happen to them?
They will pull artillery until they die.Until the war is over.
为了拉沉重的大炮呢，已经有很多马匹被累死了，而 Joey 和 Topper 也不可避免的要陷入这样的残酷处境。
Joey and Topper are put to the task of pulling German heavy artillery, an exhausting task which kills horses quickly. The two horses are, however, put in the care of the German private Friedrich, who loves horses and who tries to help them survive.
而此时呢 ，Albert 早就接到了 Nichols 阵亡的消息，他认为呢 ，Joey 很可能也牺牲了。但是为了信守当初的承诺，四年之后 ，Albert 还是参军上了战场。
The story moves forward to 1918, where Albert has enlisted and is fighting alongside Andrew in the Second Battle of the Somme, under the command of Liam's son David.
You're going to write a letter to your horse. After you find your horse, I've lost my needle in a haystack and I could use some help.
David 知道呢 ，Albert 还怀着那么一线希望，可以在战场上找到他的马 Joey。
但显然这是很无望的事儿，所以 David 很讽刺地说道 ：“After you find your horse， 等你找到你的马 ，I've lost my needle in a haystack and I could use some help。我的针丢在了干草堆里的时候，你就可以找你帮忙了。言外之意就是在战场上找你的马，就像在干草堆里找针一样，是不可能做到的，也就是我们常说的大海捞针。”
在一场残酷的战事中呢 ，Albert 险些被毒气弹夺去了性命。
After a British charge into No Man's Land, Albert, Andrew, and other British soldiers miraculously make it across into a deserted German trench, where a gas bomb explodes, filling the trench with white chemical fumes of mustard gas.
与此同时呢，在德军服役的这两匹战马 Joey 和 Topper 已经是伤痕累累了。
Joey and Topthorne have survived years of hard service in the German army, much longer than most horses last, but Topthorne finally succumbs and dies from exhaustion, while Joey and Private Friedrich come for him.
这时呢，德军遭到了英军的袭击，被迫丢下了所有的东西，迅速撤离。
Friedrich is ultimately dragged away from Joey by other German soldiers.
受到了惊吓的周乙飞驰在炮火纷飞的战场上，不知道该往哪里跑才安全。
Joey escapes and runs into No Man's Land, where the gallop through the devastating destruction of the Somme and get entangled in barbed wire.
火暂时停息了下来，被带刺的铁丝网缠住摔倒在地的 Joey 最终被发现了。
From their respective trenches, both British and German soldiers spot Joey in the mist although disbelieving at first that a horse could have survived the battle.
Well, what is it? It can't be a horse. Nothing alive could be out there.
It isn't a horse.
It isn't a horse. Yes, it's a horse. It's a horse.
Yeah, it's a horse.
Well, bugger me. It's a horse.
Joey 被铁丝缠住无法动弹，为了解救他呢，英国士兵 Colin 居然冒险地爬出了战壕。
Colin, a British soldier from South Shields, waving a white flag, crosses No Man's Land at Joey's side to try and cause him to the British side.
What do you think you're doing? Get back, do you hear me? Corporal, that's an order, get back!
Listen to him, sir, we can't leave him.
What's he doing?No, I don't think so. I think he's trying to help.
Get him back into his hole.
The white flag, isn't it? You see the white flag? It looks up the center of this here horse is all.
Get back, you stupid git!
德国士兵发现了 Colin 却没有伤害他，终于呢 Colin 来到了 Joey 的身边，看到那些缠住了 Joey 的铁丝网， Colin 也束手无策了，而这个时候居然有个叫 Peter 的德国士兵主动过来帮忙。
I thought perhaps you might need these for the barbed wire.
Thanks. Cheers.
在战场上，在双方对阵的最前沿，两国士兵居然暂时忘掉了仇恨，携手合作救出了 Joey.
If you could cut here, holding this wire. I could.
See you no more. I'm right behind you. And you understand what's happening, do you not, old best beloved?
You must lay so very nice and still. There's a lad. A remarkable horse. You are helping us help you. There's a lad.There's a remarkable lad.
在两个人的合作下， Joey 被从铁丝网中解救了出来。
They together free Joey from the barbed wire. They flip a coin to decide who should take possession of the horse. Colin wins, guiding Joey back to the British trench, having formed a strange friendship with a soldier from Dusseldorf on the enemy side he has been instructed to kill.
Look at that horse. Look at the muscles he's got. Them long legs are made for running horses, running away from danger.
Running away is all they have.
And yet we taught them opposite. Running into the fray.
War horse.
Yeah.
War horse. There he is. A strange beast you've become.
You know, I'll take him back with me, yeah?
Since I supplied the cutter, the horse is mine. This is fair, no?
The pig's eye is English, plain to see.
Oh, you mean because he's so filthy?
Because he's so smart, and you're none too clean yourself.
We good, Box? And the winner gets the horse.
No thanks, Pet.
Must be careful not to start a war.
Do you have a coin of any sort?
Coin toss?
Yeah. All right, Fritz, you're on.
My name is not Fritz. It is Peter.
Peter. I'm Colin.
You call it Colin?
Ed.
That's the face of my Kaiser. And he does not look pleased with me. Horse is yours.
Gone quiet, hasn't it?
Yes.But wait half an hour and we'll be shooting again.
I'm a terrible shot, Pete. Don't believe I'll ever hit the target.
Thanks.
Cheer on, mate. You'll take good care of him, yes?
I will.
Our strange beast.
And you take care of your own strange self. Colin.
A pair of German cutters. In memory of your handsome friend from Düsseldorf.
Thanks. I'll use them back in the garden in South Shields.You keep your head down now, Pete, my lad.
Remarkable. A remarkable horse.
当两个士兵把缠住周乙的铁丝网剪掉，周乙站起来之后，他们看到这真是一匹好马呀。
所以 Peter 感慨道 They are made for running, horses. 马生来就是为了奔跑的。Colin 接着说道 Running away from danger. 但应该是为了逃离危险而奔跑。Running away is all they have. 逃离是他们唯一该做的事儿。Yet, we tell them opposite. 而我们却教了他们相反的事儿。Running into the fray. 被卷入了战争之中。这出现一个词 fray, F-R-A-Y, fray. 它的本质意思是争论或竞争。For example, new company have found it hard to join the fray. 新建成的公司发现参与到竞争中实属不易。同时呢 fray 还有冲突的意思，那在这儿呢我们就可以理解为战争。
通过猜硬币的方式呢 Colin 得到了 Joey 这匹马，他牵着 Joey 回到了英军的营地，并且央求军医设法挽救 Joey 的性命，但是军医表示呢 Joey 伤得太重了，已经没救了。
The army doctor instructs Colin to put Joey down due to his injuries.
What's this doing here?
We need a vet, sir.
Oh, no vets. There's scarcely any horses left
He's cut all over, but this leg here's got the worst of it.
It's probably tetanus. It's no good.
Please, sir.
I want these men to take care of, Corporal. You can see that, can't you?
Please, sir. This horse can pull through anything.
He's alive, you see, sir. But nothing survives. So to me and my mate. The man, sir, he's... Well, we have high hopes for him.
You should shoot him now.
Oh, but I can't.
It'd be a mercy, lad. That leg's not going to mend. Sergeant, put him out of his misery.
周乙奇迹般的在战场上活了下来，这对于所有的士兵来说都代表着 hope 生的希望。所以呢 ，Colin 恳求军医想想办法救救这匹顽强的马，
但军医无奈地说道 ：“You should shoot him now. 你应该现在就开枪打死他。It will be mercy. 这是出于怜悯。That leg's not going to mend. 他这条腿是不会恢复了。这出现一个词 mend, M-E-N-D, mend. 它的意思是修补或者改善。”
与此同时呢 ，Albert 也被从战壕里救了回来。
The film shifts back to Albert's perspective, where Andrew has succumbed to the gas attack, but Albert has survived, temporarily blinded with bandages covering his eyes.
在战地医院接受治疗的时候呢 ，Albert 也听说了战马的故事。
He is recuperating at a British medical camp when Colin brings Joy in looking for a veterinary surgeon to heal the wounds from the barbed wire.Albert is told about a miracle horse rescued from no man's land.
What is it?
It's a horse if I'm wandering about in no man's land. Down you go.
What kind of an horse?
Bloody miraculous kind of an horse, be my guess. Nothing makes it out of no man's land.
Miraculous horse.
听说呢，有这么一匹神奇的马从无人区被救了出来。Albert 呢，很想了解这匹马到底是什么样的。
给 Albert 治疗眼睛的医生说道 Bloody miraculous kind of a horse, be my guess. 我猜是奇迹般的马。这有一个词需要大家注意一下 Miraculous, M-I-R-A-C-U-L-O-U-S, miraculous, 神奇的奇迹的。为什么说它神奇呢？因为 nothing makes it out of no man's land. 没有东西能活着走出无人区。
那么就在 Joey 即将倒在枪口之下时 Albert 吹起了口哨，那是当初他训练 Joey 的时候经常吹起的口哨，而显然呢 Joey 还记得这个声音。
The owl called Joey learned from Albert as the cow catches his attention. Albert is led to Joey, again sounding his call, and Joey hurries to meet his long-lost friend.
Albert 向军医解释说他认得这匹马，但这样的说法呢很难让人相信。
Albert explains he raised Joey and his bandages still covering his eyes. gives an exact description of his horse's markings, confirming his claim.
What's your name?
Narcott. Private Albert Narcott, sir.
This is a random horse now, and too badly injured. Is this man in your care?
Yes, sir. He's not random at all, sir. He's my horse. I raised him in Devon. Sir, look at his legs. He's got four white socks, he's brown all over, and he has a white mark here, like so.
这时候的 Abbott 呢，因为眼睛受伤还蒙着纱布，他描述起他从小养大的那匹马 Joey。 他说这匹马的腿上靠近四肢蹄子的地方都是白色的，另外呢，他全身是棕色的，在额头上还有一块白色的印记。显然 Abbott 的描述呢，跟眼前的这匹马不太一样，所以呢，军医还是不相信他。
Joey is covered in mud, so the veterinary surgeon refuses to accept Albert's statement, but is quickly corrected when soldiers wash away the grime, revealing the four white socks and diamond blade on Joey's forehead.
Four white socks.
You see, sir?He's not random at all.
We'll attend to your horse. Patch him up best we can. Treat him like the soldier he is.
Thank you, sir.
周易呢的确是一匹神奇的战马，不仅在炮火纷飞的战场上幸存了下来，而且呢居然和他的主人再次相逢了。
所以军医很感慨地向 Albert 承诺道， We will attend to your horse. 我们会照顾好你的马， Patch him up best we can. 为他包扎好伤口， Treat him like a soldier he is. 待他像士兵一样。这儿出现了两个词组，第一个 attend to， 大家都知道 attend 平常我们解释叫做出席，但是如果后面接个介词 to， attend to 它的意思叫做注意或叫照料。 For example, the boy didn't attend to the teacher， 这个男孩没有注意听老师讲课。 We will attend to your health， 我们会照顾你的身体。第二个词组 patch up， P-A-T-C-H， patch，它当名词的时候叫做补丁，当动词用的时候后边加上一个介词 up 叫做修补。
那就在 Joey 和 Albert 重逢的这一天，英军阵地受到了最新的消息，说战争即将结束，而战马呢都将被拍卖。
Armistice brings the end of the war and Albert's eyesight is restored. He learns only officers' horses will be shipped home while Joey and the others are to be auctioned off the highest bidder.
I don't understand, sir.
Officers' horses only. All other horses are to be auctioned immediately.
That is a complete and bloody outrage. It's a lad's horse, sir, from Devon. He raised him up from a pup, he did, trained him right up to the day when the army came to town.
These aren't my orders, Sergeant. I have to take him to market tomorrow. That's all.
Albert 不能违抗命令，他无奈地牵着 Joey 走出了马厩。而这个时候，很多士兵聚集到了马厩外，他们要凑钱帮助 Albert 买回 Joey。不仅命令卖马的少校也出了钱，昔日处处和他作对的同乡 David 甚至也愿意帮忙。
We've all clubbed together. It's everything we have. There's £29 there. I am back.
Just the major now.
The major put in 10. None's the word where the major's concerned. Your friend on the crutches over there, he even asked the major to say that Joey was his, an officer's horse, so that he could go back with the others.
Come on now, talk here and move on. We don't want to miss the show.
Colin 拿着大家凑的钱站在马厩外对 Albert 说， We've all clubbed together. It's everything we have. 我们凑了这些钱，这就是全部了。这出现一个词 club.C-L-U-B 这个词大家很熟，它当名词讲的时候叫做俱乐部，而如果当动词讲，它的意思叫做募集。 For example, we clubbed all this money to save her life. 我们凑这些钱去救她。 Colin 把钱交到 Albert 的手中说， There's £29 there. Buy him back. 这里有29磅，去把它买回来吧。
拍卖开始了，在正常的情况下呢， Albert 手中的钱呢应该足够买回 Joey 了，但是没有想到他们碰到了肯出大钱的竞争对手。
The soldiers gather funds to help Albert buy Joey, but during a bidding war with a French butcher reaching £30, a bid of £100 is entered without revealing who placed the bid. Approaching the auction ring is an older gentleman, Emily's grandfather. No other bid is placed, and he is shown taking ownership of Joy.
£130! £100!
And sir, if you bid against me, I will sell the coat on my back and bid to 110. And if you bid against me again, I will sell my farm and bid to 1,000.
£100! Going!
出了100英镑买下 Joey 的，正是当初收留他的 Emily 的爷爷。
The grandfather implies that Emily has died, and after hearing about the miracle horse, her grandfather walked 3 days to get Joey back for the sake of Emily's memory.
Albert 恳求老人把 Joey 还给他，为此呢，他愿意出2倍的钱。
Albert pleads with Emily's grandfather for the horse, but the old man remains stoic in his auction ring.
Sir, I'll give you all your money. Everything you paid when we get back to England, I'll give you twice.
You don't know anything about him.
Oh, but you're wrong, sir. I know everything.
Yes, you found him. I heard you found a horse in the wire between the arms.
No, I found him. He raised him.
When I heard about the miracle horse, I traveled 3 days.Because I knew whose horse it was. My granddaughter's. She saved his life and was everything to her.
Where is your granddaughter?
The war has taken everything from everyone. He is all that I have left of her.
Emily 的爷爷交了钱要把 Joey 带走，但是 Joey 又跑回到了 Albert 的身边，依依不舍的不肯离去。
As the grandfather walks away, Joey breaks free and goes to Albert.
Don't be worried, boy, when I go. I won't worry over you, none. Hey, I found you, didn't I? You found me. You're both miles have been made it through. Come on.
We're the lucky ones. Always have been.
Lucky since the day I met you. I'll be with you, sir.
Emily 的爷爷似乎相信了 Albert 的话，他拿出了当初从 Joey 身上摘下来的那面小军旗。
The grandfather pulls the military pennant from his pocket and asks Albert if it means anything to him. When Albert tells the old man that it belonged to his father, Emily's grandfather has a change of heart.
Do you know what this is?
My father's. It's his regimental pennant. How did you come by this, sir?
You may have this.
Thank you ever so much for this, sir.
And this. No. Not necessary.It belongs to you. That is, of course, what my little girl would have wanted. And she was the boss.
What was her name?
Emily. Her name is Emily.
最终老人含着泪把旗帜和 Joey 都交还给了 Albert, 独自离去了。
In the end, Albert drives Joey back to his family's farm, hugs his parents, and returns the pennant to his father.
那战马的故事我们就和大家分享到这里了。想要在线收听以及重复收听我们的节目 Home Video 的话，欢迎大家登录网站 www.am734.com. I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Casey, see you next time.
欢迎关注北京外语广播，了解节目最新动态，在线收听 Home Video 私房拷贝。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit. 接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀，英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。
没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。英语 PK 台，一起学起来。你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打6515-7598了解更多收听方式。